So, just a diary note. It's about 10:15. The day before I go and see my psychiatrist, and for the last time for now, because it's occurred to Claude and I that psychiatrists really are only interested in messing with medication and medicating. You know, they're all about the drugs, and it's only so far medication can take me after my breakdown and dealing with mental illness. So we've kind of like said to him, you know, well, we asked to be referred for psychotherapy. You know, and he said, well, great, that's the stage that we need to get. We were getting to, but that does mean, because of limited resources, that I have to sign you off and refer you, because you can only be under one team at a time. So, whilst it's a little bit strange that to me, it's understandable with the pressures on the health service and things, I suppose. Doing a boo, really, because I'm just out. I've had to take a diazepam just to get out tonight, because I'm all anxious about tomorrow for some reason. I haven't taken one for a while, so that's kind of cool, and that's what they're there for. So I took one about 10 minutes ago, and I've started this boo just walking around a cloven organic field that's just being left to get fertile over these 3 years, rather than in the woods. I'm approaching the woods, but it's getting a little bit dark. However, I will be going in the woods in a minute. Hurrah. So yeah, tomorrow, big day. I suppose, you know, good positive thing in a sense, in that I definitely will benefit from psychotherapy. You know, it's hard to come to terms with the ending of a successful career. There's no way I can go back to that career just because of the fact that I had 3 mental breakdowns at the end of it towards and after that, because of the stresses of it. But it's where a lot of my skills lie, and it's where my big money earning potential is, and so without it, it's easy to feel a bit lost, which doesn't help things like depression. It's not the career I wanted to do necessarily, well, at all. I'd love to have been able to make a go of Love Fresh. That was my dream. Still run my game community. Problem is that I never do a very good job of having a focus on money making in things I do for passion. Same with making music, you know, I never did it to make money. Released a few records and pretty much let the record company decide what we got paid, kind of thing. It's just not, like, when I'm doing something that I really enjoy, the money side just is, I'm crap with it, despite the fact that my career was focused around negotiation. That was more legal and technical engineering stuff than the money was the reason we were negotiating. But I found it easy when it was abstract, but when it's me, I think the part of my personality that gains a great deal of satisfaction out of doing something for reasons of passion, just basically tells the financial part of my brain to shut up. So anyway, psychotherapy. There's probably lots of things to talk about, not on here, but there. And this, I believe this meeting tomorrow is with the psychiatric team at the health centre, and they'll basically sign me off. They've said it's like a workaround, and that any time I'm ready to come back, you know, I just speak to them and they sign me back on, but I don't know. Poppy! Oh, Poppy's rolling in fox shit again. Poppy! What are you doing? Oh, you filthy dog. Naughty. Oh, dear. Naughty. Had to bath her last night when we got back. She found this. Oh, it's smelly. Anyway. My stern poppy voice came out. She stopped now. Yeah, so I'm kind of, I kind of know it's the right thing to be happening, and I know that I'll get a lot further, I think, by having psychotherapy and the various treatments that can come out of it than I will by messing with medication any further. Because frankly, yes, medication alters your mood and alters your brain, but often not for the best. As I found with one of the pills that they had me on for 6 months, just turned me into a zombie. And that made it hard to think about anything. So I would say the opposite of psychotherapy is, you know, total shutdown. I'm sure it's supposed to... Oh my God, it's dark in the woods. Squeeze through this little hole. I can barely see. I'm sure it's supposed to have some sort of... My goodness me. It's because you're not too scared of the dark. It's like the Blair Witch Project in here. Completely dark. Okay, I can barely see where I'm going. Don't you chase anything big and scary. The fuck is that? Oh, I think I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, this isn't a good idea. There's something a bit moving. Come on, pups, this way. When I say moving, I mean like snapping branches and stuff, so I don't want us to run into a badger or something, because it'll probably not take too kindly to it. And they're quite vicious when cornered, and it's their time of night, I believe. Come on. Yeah. I think saying Blair Witch Project didn't help me any either. Anyway, yes. Better in the field, it's dusk and that's capable of... God, I've never been scared in the woods before. It was the fact that after I said I was... there was potential to be scared, all the branches started creaking behind me and something bigger than a rabbit was moving about. Something capable of crunching branches underfoot, so... Yeah. The beast of... beast of... Bradwell, as I joke with Claude about. She has actually chased something across a field that was as big as her one night. And it was dark again, and I couldn't really make out the shape of it, so I just call it the Beast of Bradwell. It was probably just a cat or something, but it could have been a wild dog or I don't know. A large... It was bigger than a fox, that was the weird thing. It was... Poppy's bigger than a fox, so... Yeah. Anyway. The Audioboo distraction method. Tried and tested. And working again. Thank goodness. Even distracted me from the fact that Poppy just rolled in fox shit. Sort of. So, yes, I don't know. I'm sort of nervous about signing myself off because although I know it's the right thing to do, or rather, I know that psychotherapy is going to help me, and I want to have it. Poppy, no. Leave it. Come on. Oh, it's a poop fest. She's just tucked into something. I think it was probably a cow pat, actually, which, bizarrely, though it might sound, are pretty harmless as far as smells and things go, as compared to what else she manages to find sometimes. Yes, I don't think he'll introduce me to the psychotherapy team tomorrow. I think I'm on a waiting list and I'll go to them as soon as I my slot comes up. And kind of thinking about what you're going to talk about, those things blows your mind a bit, because you know, you wouldn't, if you knew what you should talk about, you wouldn't need the therapy possibly. But there's plenty I need to sort in my mind, and plenty of issues I've got following my loss of career because of my breakdowns and stuff, and following the depressions and confused diagnosis of bipolar and all sorts of things. So yeah, the right thing to do, but nonetheless a little bit weirding me out, because one thing that I struggled with for a long time after the breakdowns was getting consistent psychiatric care. People left a lot in London or moved departments, and getting consistency of care from one psychiatrist was hard. But it just recently became apparent that the psychiatrist I have, whilst surely competent in prescribing different drugs, was actually less useful to talk to than my GP here. My GP here is the senior practitioner at the practice. He's obviously a very experienced doctor, and is excellent, really excellent. And he actually referred me to the psychiatrist originally for psychotherapy, because medication-wise I've been messed about with plenty, and he believed that it was best to be stable on whatever I was on, keeping known constants, constant kind of thing. And he was a bit bewildered to find that this psychiatrist has messed around with my meds quite often and not always to good effect. I wondered why, especially as various different options he's had me on are just derivatives or variations on the same theme. All SNRI-based medications, part of my sort of medical portfolio. Serotonin and something like that, reuptake inhibitors. So yes, I suppose I'm returning, or I'm on the more on the route to where I started with my GP 12 months ago or so, maybe six, I can't remember. I just don't feel like there's anything more I personally can do to get my mental health into a really fit state to be able to maybe work again, or maybe, you know, take on a challenge again without fear of it causing me to have another breakdown. You know, maybe took on Love Fresh a little bit early. I wouldn't be saying that now if it had all come together. I guess I'd feel thrilled and I would never have had my other breakdown, but anyway, things turn the way they turn. It was a dream to do. It was a success to an extent. And then a massive failure to another extent. So, it's still there. I'd love to do something with it, but I just haven't got the funds or the mental bravery, really, to step into it fully again. I kind of thought you had a mental breakdown and you gradually recovered. I didn't realise that if you keep testing yourself or don't take real care of yourself, you risk having multiple mental breakdowns and then post-traumatic stress disorder, which I've been diagnosed with. So, you know, more fool me, but I'm still living life. Poppy, come on. She loves this field, but there's all sorts of scope for mischief here. Come on, Pops. Good girl. Mainly, I mean, like, I hear her in the clover, just like it's as tall as her, almost. I hear her scrambling about, then I see dust clouds or mud clouds coming up behind her, and then I hear the squeaking of tiny rodents that are being removed from their cosy bed. Yeah, sort of funny, but sort of not really, if you're the rodent. Field mouse or a whatever it would be, I don't know, a mole maybe. Yeah, I guess mole's the most likely thing. But I mean, also feels like this. There's a lot of grass snakes around here, and there's lots of badgers, and I just don't want her to disturb something that'll bite her, because I've already seen that with a squirrel on her, on the end of her nose. And yeah, it was a bit distressing actually, seeing blood pouring out of your dog's nose because it's tried to play with a squirrel. Where is she now? Oh, there she is. I can see quite clearly where she is because she's got this thing on her collar that flashes blue and red, a little LED thing, and you can't really miss it. She spotted me looking. Anyway, not a lot more to say. I've gibbered away, avoided the woods, got a bit scared. Still am a bit scared about tomorrow, about, you know, voluntarily giving up any health services that I've managed to get access to, because I know how hard it can be to. But I think I trust this. Well, I do trust this practice up here that I'm with now, and they've been good so far since we got signed up and got dealt with by a good doctor. Most of all, I feel safe now. I've got a decent GP, actually. I feel like I can always go back to him and tell him how things are, and he'll help. He's almost a neighbour. He's across about three fields, but he's the next house you can see if you look that way. And he says that he can judge how well I am by the state of the grass outside the house. Because he knows that if I'm out and about mowing the lawns regularly, that I'm feeling chipper, and it's probably true. But yeah, he walks past with his dog, I presume. Looks out for me. Yeah. So I'll sign off, but thought it was probably important to make a diary note of this stage, since I'm shifting focus now to psychotherapy, which hopefully won't do anything but benefit me. So hopefully it will help me get a bit of perspective and a little bit of understanding of what's next in my brain and my life, and certainly it's needed. Pretty confusing place to be right now. Wouldn't be anywhere else in terms of location. I'm very happy here, love it. But it's not like London. There's lots of hustle and bustle about, and possibilities for voluntary jobs that are interesting, or all sorts of jobs that you, internships that could maybe get me on track with a new career. It's kind of farms, you know. The odd train, as you can hear. That's me there. And so, yeah, can be a little bit confusing. Just knowing what you're going to do next, and remembering not to write yourself off when you're only 41. I've done good things. I've stopped smoking. I've stopped drinking. Don't know if they're good things, but they're certainly things that rule out any interference with my medication. Just keep it. Medication and food and water, which might sound a little boring, but believe me, boring is the least of my troubles.